Good evening. In this nice, interesting new venue, completely new to me, and this bilingual festival is totally new as well, which is great. I'm really happy about it. Cogardicus, the Dylan August Kit. Congrats to Kit and Dylan. Fantastic. I too couldn't put structure really on the reading. I don't know why. Maybe the newness of the venue and the fest and everything. But I was talking to Gabriel, who has translated two pieces from a book in Train. So we both agreed we'd start with that. So that's a starting point anyway. It's from a book called Several Dances, which is a book of interlinked dances. And Thorlagan Gwelge, Dientrege, Gabriel, Ergochion. One is called Winton Air, which means grass cutting, the hay cutting, hay making, I suppose. It's a Cayley dance. So I'll read those two pieces, and Gabriel will come up and do his Irish versions of these two pieces, and then I'll travel off somewhere on other work. Winton Air. And adjustments. Okay. Poem, plod. Poem, what's left of your bones, there, see. Poem, blunder follows blunder, he wrote, tapping the floor, beginning again to take note and grow up. Little incidents connect to make a fabric where air meets in its heat, cold too to the lip, tangible in its flow, woven through, walled in. The verb, gathering. The verb, locate. The verb, stop. Acumen, praise. White is the colour of your true love's hair, wood angelica, butter bar, purple loosestrife, now. Yes, the verb to see, the verb to know, this then, so. And the second piece I'll read is Parallax on Vellum, a dance in space and time. And I need to get a bit of a flow on this, so. Parallax on Vellum. Moving in quick time, its thin body pulsing and searching, a little fly lands on my open copybook, moving towards the letter E and a full stop, then away quickly, opening and closing its shiny slices in silence. Water moving by the bank and further out over the weir, black, brown, white cream, a fish breaks sky in it, rings repeating outwards, our words out towards another over light, invisible breeze parts, slapping the sides of the corridor, its glass. Listen, listen, its glass case, sheet, steel, each minute a shiver in the grass, three drops on a wide blade run together. I went to university for 10 years and learnt nothing. Got a degree, then another. That teaches you that nothing is something. I place a rock at a cave mouth. Who knows what it is, but it may get out. Are you proud of me now, mother? Trust me. Moving over the water and the water moving. One cherry petal on a snail's black back. Scratch and cross hatch. Dip, dart, then flit through air streams for takeoff. Is that the sound of your hand on a page, I wonder, the very name whereof may peradventure drive into every head a sundry supposition? Hey, where's my pen? Capture strands, surface tension, rain pellets on taut silk reeled in. I bought a new one last week. Here I am writing with it now. It's okay. In fact, I like it. It flows along. That's what a pen is for, slap. Your glowing bristles in the dark, your temporary arrangements in the larger temporary arrangement of interlaced overall design, pits and peaks, a piglet upside down, blowing on a chanter in the margin, its tune mute, moving over moving water, ripple and twirl, working, walking, working, walking off. And now I'm going to walk off, August, Gabriel.
I'll be back. Thanks, Morris, and thanks for trusting me with these translations. I learned a bit myself. I didn't know the Irish for butter burr. I had to look it up. I don't even know if I can visualise it, but it shows you all that there are so many gaps out there. Winton Air. This was a Cayley dance I used to do myself when I was a kid. I'm not going to do it now. Don fushe don abul fokke det gna fechal don lennon tuiplish tuiplish escrivshe a tapal nur law. Agus tasurish ar de hoost agus fal suas. Milnachtri a tachtlichele chan fabric a chrahus an oit in a grinion and tears a tasinte. Foolish a derin bio an sruth sovrata fitted treed. Moor him and bring her a crinew and bring her einshig and bring her stad grinnis mulla bonne da gruig de royal gaul auron macken of fabol krechtig en is sha and bring her feck and bring her fisric a shama sha sha. Parallax, another word I didn't know in Irish. Servius. I think it's the first time I've seen that word in print. Servius er paw. A glushicht er mar chen is a colin, chael, a bridinach, is a cordach, tolin, quilodin, a machoplau, oscute. Is he a bugger, goody and litter a, agus lawn stadus. Ask a brach, a topic lay, could swishin a gluskin a an oskutis a noon a kick a cune. Ishke glushert, tailors and moor, a business footamach, haram gurra rural noon glass. Skulten isk, speran, kudahini, sarm rehra a narako, a mach, a draw hill, ar chodden a edrum a do eked and roe, as a slapper noch in a heaven and dorachla. A chas eisht a chas glinne, cruach lehan, gach nomad in a tri, sanair, tri vrean, ar hamwyd, lehan, a rehen eich eile. Dras de lys ar an awsgal effeg dem lian agus ni rawl yn eis fwaic, ffwyr ys caim eile, mwyn yn sysyn dyt gyr rwyd eigen eis a fwaic, cwydym carig y mael plwysio, cafys cadau hen, ach dietach Gonel Oxe. Utu Brodul Asimanishavan, Bir Munina Gatasim, a Glushert Haranishka, Gus and Tishka Glushert, Petrol Shilin Erner, Erhrim Dovan Telemide, Scribe, Gus, Cross Hashtal, Tum, Skin and Shin Etult, Tri Frohana E, Rivimacht, and a Fuim the Law, Erlehanach of Ian Shin Nadder, a Detach. Tanim Fain, the Hans Barrow Regan, a Yinga in Ach Cligan Hay, Colm of Yarn. Tinti Gwala, Tennis Drumcola, Milini Boys Deer, here the town, Tarring Hirstech, Henius Kalnu and Tartan Shakata, Isleshapan, Scrivenish. Tashakat Gulo, Gedain is Malameg is at knee, is Higgishin, Pound Slap. The hoary a gluskinach sa darachadus da chuid socrhe shaladacha sa socrhu shaladach mór. Den dara co ita tri chéle, clashina agus banna, banov bonos kiwna shéle ar hamsúr ar an imel. Balov an port da glúshat, ha ishke sa glúshat. Cuilihín agus casa, a gobbir a shúl, a gobbir, a gamacht con shúl.
Now, let me do a little from this book, Humming. It's a new book, and there's some for sale over there. Humming is a standalone book. It's not part of the big eight-book family that Trevor mentioned. And it's a little different from that as well, in that the larger project is fibrous in structure or radial, and you can enter it at any point and move along. And get some feel of the harmonies and disharmonies and so on. But this one is maybe better is it more linear? So I'll dip in and begin. It's called Humming. It's at core it's an elegy, but I was trying to expand and melt the frame of elegy. It's actually difficult to excerpt from, but I'll try a little bit anyway. It's in 8 sections. The sections are song, song, ballad, sonnet, ballad, song, song, jam. Like a traditional funeral, I suppose, there's a party at the end in jam. And then there's a little coda. Song. It's written around motifs as well, like the other larger work. And the motifs in this book are honeycombing, pollination, weaving, flowers, and so on. Song. Brick glistens a little where a snail recently slid, split. Sun through a dusty shed window under a tree. As your pen tip touches paper, a long, thin shadow shadows it to the right. Write that. Tell it. So. Tapping a tempo on an upturned bucket as the village kids danced, screeched with laughter at this mad white man, a crack of lightning of a sudden slapped to the east, tacked then to the south, thunder echoing and a black sky flash wells. We stop. The rains had come. Happiness by time over light equals money minus dark over hope plus N. Honeycomb of a beginning of an idea of a next move. Queer of wings, look up. I have precisely what you need elsewhere. The bright black eye of the robin, sideways, checking, surrounded by, steeped in silence. Your move. Art's lateral, even if life's tiny, see? Bottom half, 13 across. You open your glasses case, place it to your left on the desk, talk. Polish the lenses, put them on, begin. Who's there? A rain so light, a little whisper, leaf brush, merest whisper, how say it, 20 years, little light flickers, a carpenter's hammering, a van's reversing bleep, dot. The wind moves, push, rippling across the desert as ripples on the sea floor, sand blown by the wind up the dune slope to crest, vivid at the lip, slips with nothing to bind it down the steep face in a continuous series of tiny avalanches, inching forward, a stealthy animal, across the plain. Out on the blank, moving across the blank, in a blank, put hinge in, 3 down, 5 across, step 1, step 2, a gate bangs in the wind, a drill fixing a window frame, is, the wind in the trees, a breath, a breathing and creaking, oh, listen, a saw. Teach is chaff in Irish, and Irish is an adjective too in English, in whose house the messenger arrives to say, drop, it's summer, wake up. Flood cells with brood food, or lose all larvae now. The messenger is here, a dish of syrup, mouine nui. Look at that, a cinnamon-chested bee-eater, 1 down, 3 across, begin. This just won't do. The first surface layer, op, sit, carries the lies we're used to. Mast beds stitched with precision, burn. The second surface layer we get to know, burn. A third surface I infer, burn. The fourth and so on down, dig, burn, dig. Signals that buckle their receptors. How does that one go? The one about the simple life? Hephaestus was here. A feathered arc of water on the glass. Spaces, joins, wax dabs in place, as if, just so. Turn that shaggin' thing off, turning sharp left at page 9. Your right hand rubs down the smooth spine in a light automatic gesture. Change gear and hum numbers to edge out the impossible. But don't forget, you're next. Good night. That curlew call, that call through dark, over black water, all the way back to here, easing geese out in a wide V in the night sky over a flat sea, right, 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 right overhead, to thread heat and cold together apart, wound and bound, crinkled and rippled like that, makes this strange thing out of years of ears, recall homing, don't sing, don't impinge, hum its woven honeycombed surface as it polishes its lens by which clues bunch and spread, moving in time to here, to click, build its approach across memory and honour it all through childhood over empty fields, drumlins, lakes, nestled tree patches, to your ears at this side of this stretch of water, at this point in life now, and honour it all on the path under your two stopped feet, placed pat together like that. A Neanderthal burial site found in the 1950s in a large cave near the village of Shanidar in the Zagros Mountains of Iraq contained the body of a man who had been laid to rest one early June day 60,000 years ago with bunches of carefully placed flowers, the first time flowers are known to have been used in a funeral ceremony. Analysis of the pollen deposits, which of course are now all that remain of the plants, shows that the tributes included cornflowers, hollyhock, ragwort, grape hyacinth, yarrow, St. Barnaby's thistle. Now, and maybe I'll go directly to the party bit at the end of the book. It's a musical book. The first piece of this has an unusual source for me in that it was an occasional poem. As such, I was asked to write something for a poet for Roy Fisher's birthday. He's an English poet and jazz pianist. So I simply reached to my shelf for what Roy Fisher's books I had and opened them at page 77 times, and from those random glimpses then used the material that my eye caught to make seven stanzas. And as it was for his birthday, there's a little present at the end of it. And that's the opening of the party. And then there are seven auditions, and then there is a song, and then there's a bit of commentary and a little coda. One way or another, it should be said that the soft parts, wax print, or nine distinct reaches of the responsible, the night, continuity, not looking quite, it's a long story, and colour, drive the society. Go, little book, to the soft parts of the society, and nine distinct drives through odour continuity, looking to be said one way. He's quite distinct, driven, the society reaches the responsible. Another long story, the night, honey dab, odour book, said parts. Part looking through continuity and the way another society is said to be nine books, soft reaching responsible, knock. Part of the night book and a little story about a distinct continues to be said to be looking society in the eye, quite. One way books are the night, quite distinct another nine part way said looking, drive, continue, little. Or another way reaches the responsible honey farm through continuity and not looking, one. One way or another, brim, dab, one way or another, one way or another. 3/4 pounds butter, 8 ounces brown sugar, 1 pound oatmeal. Melt butter over a low heat, stir in sugar and oatmeal, bake gas mark 3 for half an hour approximately till golden brown. When cool, cut to taste. Bring some on a journey. That flicker between green blades, a bird's chit-chat, connecting threads, no news, shadowy music, floating, waiting to reconnect, dot, dot, disconnect, smoothly swimming around love's core, pouch, purse, delight's rivet, fluid and sideways, dancing each shape into place and the core glowing. Great. Next. Throw out the mat with the mat father might be the wrong motto for the moment. Hey, what are you looking at? So, for the moment then, their motto, itched on irritable stone, is glitch. Slit the pattern repeaters, edged connectors, printed ink dots that slot going into going, and mint a never-stop policy for thin ice reality. Here we are, drink it, spindle, wave. Each small piece, it feels like that, each small piece moving in a childlike direction and to a childlike destination you can't know. No, being already utterly the wrong-minded pip in this. You bet. Blue. White. Put your glasses on. See upside down. Sideways through. Heretofore. Take them off. A glimpse is enough. Life's like that. 1, 2. A speed pickle and a dish of syrup. Next. That singular sound humming in the bee paste, look, slips unevenly, then falls crystallized into a collapsed on its silver cylinder or drops softly onto the plate stillness of a lab table and goes piff. Between the beaded and the non-beaded strand, light's flat pattern moving a little to the left, across a wall, over a paler circle where a clock once was. Two freckles quite round on your right forearm, drip of the leaking roof, tip, tip, tap, top, breathing, breathing at night beside me, beside myself, delay, delay, begins with a long call and ends with a facing away posture. In between is the forward position in the greeting ceremony, proof. Begin go the kitten's paw prints on the bare board floor, one by, of care by one, of purpose, of exploration, as if a tissue. Yes, that's sad, that's better. A plane's lights tilting in silence in the night sky. Listen. Sing. One flower, one stem. Sometimes a way in catches an exit of power, but then one flower, put the pen down there. Yes, one flower, one stem, red shadow pieces that flicker. I sometimes it's I was, or its exit opens onto a yes-no pip. Pop down, will you, and close it up. Each echoing chip that multiplies what little there is to hear, here. One stem. Two flowers, every any other each this way that, a trace pattern that slips through, follow it, one small stone. One small stone. Picked up, looked at, put down. Pale dabs of incense dust that tap paper on a window ledge. XP352, while a bird's song decides otherwise, otherwise. But to wake in a world where everything in it were stuck in place, grip that spade, polish that bucket, mangle of incident, angle of accident, tangle of maximum, wrangle of implements, tingle of precedent, angel of evidence, again and then again, welcome to this stage set we call dot dot. But to call that hokum home. Even to buy into it, to, as they say, settle, bring your dust to settle, your turbulence to settle, your rigid amphitheatre of pain. Hey, hard work, hard work. Close window to return to main page. Sing, close window to return to main page. Oak, pine, juniper and ash grew here in these valleys 60,000 years ago, where in summer the ground was covered with wild flowers among the grasses. The grains in the cave, minute dots drifting in on what we now call June breezes, a little pale blue butterfly, or on the bodies of, the hides and skins of, or tiny hollows in a bone decoration, or by water in a deep recess, here and here, a little ripple, I think. Look. Okay, I'll finish with something different. Back to the Book of Dances. This is from a sampler book that came out last year called Doing the Same in English. I'll finish. Okay. Sorry? I finish with this prose verse little thing called To Balance. Simper, skit, wad, snag. Just the stitches in the fabric. Scuffle, snug, scrub, spatter. Reef, snip, split, frolic. Particularly the stitches in the fabric. A bridge, I know. A little house under it. What is that sound I'm hearing? A somehow draped structure around a core. The little beetle's upturned body in the sink. My hands waiting for something to happen. Do you like it? Yes, I do. Your shed, your books, your notebooks, your time. Most populations hardly notice the alphabets they live through. But when oral cultures come into contact with cultures that write, literate cultures, as we say, the oral culture, learning that alphabet, can move across its symmetries and strangenesses with a certain sensitivity. So, cridhe e, darach no, ocon e, pocon do, is oral and letterist. Every word rhyming, every syllable rhyming, every letter finding its repetition, except the kiss, a plosive, a sort of spasm of self-conscious design, Celtic, Bardic, academic even, from far away, in silence, and the Roman alphabet on goat's skin to the side of a gospel in Latin. There, just the stitches in the fabric, but a girl's kiss too, carrying across centuries and a handful of received letters. 9 of them, in fact. Now, do the same in English.